sick of the way these niggas act. They act like bitches, like snitches, telling on everything that. Hold on, man, I'm trying to do my show.
Yo, what up? I was kicking it, spitting raps with infinite, dipping in the 909, trying to get some, living with double O, and his big brother elements, trying to get put on, everything else irrelevant. There was a couple collectives that I would represent, like Bridgetown, still in my crew with Defect and Definite. One day I start working on the solo, drop 20 tracks in 2 days, no coke, no weed, broke, yo, going for broke. Called my cousins, had them bugging off the stuff that I wrote. Then one of them said, yo, you know I work for Death Row. I think I should tell Suge, I found something special. I said, let's go. He said, for sure, give me a week. Next week came around and he gave me the beat. Pulled up one deep, like you ready to roll. I grabbed my demo and my jacket, I was ready to go. He said, you practice your raps, don't trip, my game is true. But whatever you do, don't tell him my name is Blue. He laughed, how lame is you? I laugh, not lame as you. When he give me $1 million, then what you gon' do? Shit. If you pass that blunt, you better hit it. Imagine if I signed to Death Row. Imagine if I signed to Suge. Imagine if I signed to Death Row. I didn't do it, but it's still all good. We pulled up to the legendary office off Wilshire. Was looking all around for someone who looked familiar. Suge wasn't there when we got to the office, so the people in charge told us to pass out waters with Death Row artists on the labels they made. Told us to pass these out at the Laker parade. That's when Left Eye was signed, that's when Crooked was signed, and Corrupt was the VP. I knew it was my time. That reminds me, I was 19, a mic fiend with pipe dreams, trying to get a whip in my first pair of ice creams. Returned to the office, Suge still wasn't there, so we decided to kick it with the recording engineer. He was working on the posthumous Tupac record, recording Danny Boy in a booth for the session. Danny Boy was cool, we even played pool. I beat him just to prove I deserve these shoes. I remember he questioned why I was signing Suge. I was hoping to meet other artists, but it's all good. Imagine if I signed to Death Row. Danny left around 9 p.m., Suge arrived. We've been waiting since 12 o'clock for me to get signed. He ignores us a few hours while going over mixes, critiquing recordings and other CEO business. Finally gives us attention. Let's meet this kid. You've been telling me he's sick. I hope that he is. He walked me to the cafeteria, told me to spit in front of about 10 bloods. And guess what I did? I spit 50 bars, 64 bars, then 100 bars. In his office, I told him I wanted a house and car. He told me that was possible. We'll be in touch. But when I got home and told my crew what was up, they said, fuck that. We fuck with RBX. And he said, fuck that. Don't fuck with them, I fuck with them. And you don't want that. Don't even think to run back to sign on the dot. Give me a year, L's told me you'll be signed to the Rock if you fuck with us. But before that plan fleshed out, I met Exile. After that, I put my best out. Imagine if I signed to Death Row. Imagine if I signed to Suge. Imagine if I signed to Death Row. I didn't do it, but it's still all good. Imagine if I signed to Death Row. Imagine if I signed to Suge. Imagine if I signed to Death Row. I didn't do it, but it's still all good.